Are you packed yet?
No, we're gonna. You know what? We should do a show on me packing.
You know, and what I bring in the bag. We are so gonna absolutely do that. Well, you know why I ask?
What?
We're T-minus 4 weeks away, Rick.
Okay, let's go. 4 weeks.
4 weeks to TechEd North America 2012.
Seven times four, 28. 28 days-ish before it goes. We're a month away.
A single month away. I'm getting excited. I'm getting ready to head to Orlando.
It's going to be hot there, isn't it?
It's going to be very hot outside.
Yes.
But inside, of course, and we've talked about this several times, can be a bit chilly.
Okay.
But your brain's going to be full because we have got all sorts of technical information and fun goodness. Hopefully you've seen all of the previous episodes of the Countdown Show. There's been six of them so far.
And you've done your schedule builder. You've helped us plan capacities.
You've
built
registered.
Your schedule. You've registered.
Yep.
You're booked for a hotel. You're all set. There's a couple more things you might want to take a look at. One of them is called luncheons. So, you know,
I like lunch.
Lunches are good, for sure. I have a nickname for them, but I won't share that for now. But there are actual...
Okay. Probably not appropriate.
Well,
so.
I don't know. It's you're feeding, what, 8,000 people, right?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, it's the level of orchestration that goes on at the conference center to get through that many meals and that many people is insane.
Absolutely.
What it does.
Insane.
But there are two luncheons that are actually in your schedule builder you can choose to join. And they're on specific topics. The very first one is about women in technology, or women in IT. And it's going to be taking place on Tuesday, June 12th at 11:30 to 1 p.m. That's the general time slot for when lunch happens to be, in case you didn't know. And there's going to be Catherine Caputa is going to be
okay.
There. She's going to be talking about building your brand and helping you foster the growth of your brand inside your career within IT, as a woman in IT. And she has a she's an expert basically and an author on personal branding and branding as a whole. And she's been featured on CNBC, on ABC, on NBC, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. So definite expert there.
Okay, so I'm a guy.
We're two guys talking about women in IT.
Right. Can I go to this luncheon?
Well, believe it or not, yes, you can. Although the focus is on helping women build their brand in IT. Mm-hmm. You are able to attend. It's not exclusive or anything else like that. I know that when I've done different events back up in Canada in my previous job, it was actually encouraged that if you were interested to come along and be supportive and talk about it mm-hmm. as well. Because, hey, it's all one big happy IT family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, even as a male, you are definitely welcome to still come.
And you can take that information back. Maybe you've got a family member,
yep.
a coworker, somebody who's also a woman in technology, and you can help with the branding thing. The whole personal branding thing, I think, kind of applies to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the focus is kind of here, generally around women. Yeah, guys, absolutely show up. Go to the Women in Technology Luncheon. Take in some of that information.
It's in Schedule Builder.
In Schedule Builder.
Yes.
So make sure
you block it off.
Yeah, absolutely. There's another luncheon.
Okay.
Now, this one is kind of near and dear to my heart. This is Skills for Emerging Technologies.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be Wednesday, June the 13th, in its lunch time frame, which is 11:45 to 1:15.
Slightly different.
A little
so
bit
know.
Different, right? You don't have foundation or
yep.
other sessions and things. I love this, Rick, because in today's world, everything is so fast-paced.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to kind of keep up on some of these emerging challenges that we see coming up, virtualization,
yep.
the cloud, some of these things, and keeping yourself educated and up to speed on this. So we brought in some industry experts to talk about these trends and really kind of help encourage you and figure out, hey, how can I maximize the opportunities I have, get educated to start leveraging some of these emerging technologies?
So who are some of these experts that we brought in?
So a friend of mine, Greg Shields, he's a senior partner at Concentrated Technology.
I know him.
You know Greg.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
15-year IT guy, an MVP. He's a contributing editor to TechNet Magazine, also Redmond Magazine. Hardcore guy on virtualization,
yeah.
Cloud systems management. So I've known Greg for a long time, so he's a great guy. Somebody else that you may know? Jeffrey Snover.
I think I might have heard of him.
You might have heard of him. He's a Microsoft Distinguished Engineer.
Yes.
The lead architect for Windows Server. So,
also course, known as the obvious inventor for PowerShell?
He invented the PowerShell.
Yeah.
I always have to put it on in front of it.
The PowerShell. But he's obviously very well-versed, very long career at Microsoft and before Microsoft in the IT industry. Very, very smart and very personable guy. Very easy to talk to and talk with.
We've got Michelle LaRue Bustamante, who's the chief architect at iDesign. This is a consulting and training company. She's also chief security architect at Bitco. and regional director in San Diego, also an MVP, specializes in like architecture design and federated identity.
Wow, that's quite
and identity services.
It's quite
and
the portfolio of experience he's bringing to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Russ Hurl. Russ leads Alliance's ecosystem partner program. This guy really excites me because looking at this stuff, he's going to address the growing IT skill shortage. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that there's really any question that with today's technologies, with the emergence of cloud computing and virtualization and these things, we've really kind of reached an IT skill shortage. Mm-hmm. So Alliance is pretty cool. 800,000 projects will be filled this year online through Alliance.
Wow.
And their website, so they're going to definitely he'll definitely address the growing IT skill shortage, and then of course, obviously, opportunities on how to even expand your own career, moving on to some of these career opportunities. Tim Heuer will be there. He's a project manager for Microsoft, working on the client developer platform. Previously worked on Silverlight, and a big communities guy.
Yeah.
So Tim used to be. Part of the DPE team, and he's big time into that. And then, last but certainly not least, somebody that we all know,
Paul Theroux, or Theroux, depends on how you pronounce it.
Yeah, absolutely. What part of the world you're in? he is the technology analyst for Windows IT Pro Magazine.
Yep.
Also, an author of over 20 books, several of which sit on my shelf in my very own office.
Should be able to buy at the bookstore, more than likely.
Absolutely. And also, guy from the Supersite blog, mm-hmm. the Windows Supersite blog. Go yep. there to get all sorts of information.
I actually find that I find out stuff in there sometimes faster than I find out about it inside Microsoft.
Oh, there you go.
So. It's a good one to follow.
And then also Paul has his weekly podcast series with Leo LaPorte.
With Leo.
The Windows Weekly podcast
yep.
series. So this is going to be a really cool luncheon. It's on Wednesday, so we won't be doing Channel 9 Live stuff, so I plan on being at that luncheon.
Oh.
Because this is one of these things I'm extremely passionate about, emerging technologies, cloud services, virtualization, all these things. And of course, for me as a trainer guy, as a Microsoft certified guy, it's about education. It's about understanding and getting that knowledge to address that skills gap. So yeah. I plan on being there. You should be there too. Make sure you go into Schedule Builder. Add that again Wednesday during the lunch block at 11:45.
There are also... something, the unofficial term that I use are the guerrilla meetups that are happening.
Guerrilla meetups.
So basically, anyone has the ability to go off, once they register for the site, to be able to go off and to create discussion forum threads. And people have gone off and decided to start up their own discussion forum threads to say, hey, do you guys want to get together by the post that is in the food hall talking about healthcare, as an example? Mm-hmm. They've started a discussion thread that you're able to now go and sign up for and follow if you're interested to say, yeah, you know what? Healthcare is something that I'm interested in. So actually one of them is called Healthcare Discussion Possible Meetup. Will be taking place at TechEd. It's one of these guerrilla things, not organized, not on your schedule. It's organized on discussion forums. And I was guilty of involuntarily creating one last year for all the Canadians, or the Canucks.
Ah.
And so there's the crew. We talk about them from a social perspective, mm-hmm. stuff that they're doing. I actually call it the Canuck crew. For what we were doing last year, and we just had some informal get-togethers and drinks. At that time, it was top of one of the hotels, and it was just a after-hours thing. We got together and had a couple of drinks.
So once you register, you're going to want to go ahead and go to MyTechEd.
Yep.
To the discussion forums. Here's a couple others. Mm-hmm. Rick, you talked about the Canadian, the Canuckistan version. you talked about healthcare.
Yeah.
There's an academic meetup. This thread is huge.
Oh yeah.
For folks that are in the academic world
yep.
Wanting to meet up, and they're trying to find them a space,
mm-hmm.
The event team is posting in there as well to get them a space to do their meetup. There's a couple of other threads, and now we've been doing these kind of tips and tricks, which is where I kind of grab a lot of these. People in the discussion forums are doing tips and tricks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of good ones there that we're not going to be able to get to. We're four
weeks away,
only a few more shows. One is good places to eat, because you finish up at the event. You've had the conference food, and conference food is okay, but sometimes you just need a big old hunk of meat on a plate, right? Maybe a side item. You're looking for something good. Maybe you're vegetarian. Maybe you're not looking for the big hunk of meat. You need a big wedge of lettuce.
Sometimes you just need a break from the conference food.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Or me, I have to feed my sushi addiction.
Yes.
So there is a thread on good places to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now we will dedicate an episode to the social activities that go on.
Absolutely.
But we announced the location of the party.
Oh, we did.
The official party.
I missed that.
you must not have been paying attention to the hashtag MS TechEd.
No, I was not at one point. So where's it at?
So it's going to be at Universal Studios in Orlando.
Cool.
Actually, the Islands of Adventure section. So the Spider-Man ride.
See, I've never been. I've never been to Orlando, so I don't know what this means.
Yeah,
so.
it's an amusement park.
Okay.
But there's actually a thread talking about answering all the questions that you may have at home about the attendee closing party.
Okay.
So check out the closing party thread. Now, we will go ahead and publish links to the threads that we specifically mentioned here in the comment section or the blog post just below this video. But, you know, all sorts of great conversations going on there, potential meetups. Start a new one. Mm-hmm. If we haven't addressed the area that you're most interested in, maybe manufacturing or, you know, I know that our MCT friends are always, you know,
doing
conjuring
something.
Up things. So start discussion threads out there and get some more folks there.
Yeah. Now, tips this time. I noticed in the notes here that you actually put one in this time around for families at TechEd because it is an environment where there's lots of different things you can do with your family. Because it's the, you know, entertainment area with all these different types of parks and Sea Worlds and Universal Studios and stuff like that.
Yep. And theme park extravaganza in Orlando, Florida. Yep.
Amy Gulliette is how I would say with my French background. She's the wife of Jeff Gulliette.
Yep.
Is it Gulliette?
I'd say Gulliette. That's Gulliette. How I would say it without the whole French accent.
You got it. Anyway, he's a Microsoft Exchange certified master. In that, and also an MVP. She's posted about what you can do as a family for entertainment purposes while you're down there and how to save some money and save some dough and things to do. And one of the things she does is that there is obviously all sorts of stuff you can do around the area, but there is a trolley that you can actually go and buy a 7-day pass for.
So the conference center is on International Drive, or iDrive as they call it.
Okay.
And so there are a ton of hotels and everything else that they've got going on all along International Drive. So this trolley runs up and down International Drive. Now you could walk it if you want to. It's hot outside and you've been walking around the conference center all day long. Plus if you've got your kids, they may not.
No, my kids do not want to walk.
Yeah, screaming and yelling and pulling along. They run about every 15 to 20 minutes along the drive. Amy's got a whole blog entry on this, and she's updated it from the last time we were in Orlando.
Oh, wow.
Just a few years ago.
Well, there's mini golf, wet and wild water parks. There's upside-down museums, go-kart parks.
Yeah.
Think I could take the Project Detroit Mustang to the go-kart track?
Probably not, no. But we might have to work out some sort of challenge, go-kart challenge for the Tech Ed Countdown
Show. I think we could probably do that, yeah.
I think we might have to do that. There's plenty of places to eat. You know, you got Denny's, of course. You've got Chuck E. Cheese for the kids. A McDonald's that has this massive fun zone, so you can let the kids run absolutely wild. You can also order in. A lot of people like to do this. The families are worn out after being at the parks all day long. You're worn out from being at the conference. Order in. You know, of course, it's a hotel. They've got all sorts of pizza places.
Just
check with the front desk.
Just be aware that there are also, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 IT people that also happen to like pizza as well. So it might take a lot longer than your 30 minutes or free pizza deliveries.
Yeah, it might take a little bit longer. And, of course, remember, hot and humid in Orlando. Mm-hmm. Just keep that in mind as you're trying to plan all these family activities.
Hat, sunscreen.
Yep, absolutely. Sometimes the kids might not be able to keep up, especially if you're coming from our neck of the woods where still outside it's like 50 degrees and
my
raining.
Kids have Tillys too.
Your kids have Tillys too. Why does that not surprise me?
You got it.
So just be realistic of that. And of course, look, you can't beat the pool.
No.
You cannot beat the hotel pool for rest and relaxation. Yeah. So Amy's got this blog post. We'll post a link to it here on the entry for this countdown show.
T-4.
And that's it, man. We're going to be like seriously just a couple more episodes from here on out.
That's insane. Well, again, we're going to be on site. We're going to be looking for your questions and suggestions on what we can do for interview topics, for discussions about what's going on. The hashtag and the best way to connect with us on Twitter, the tweet, is #CH9Live for the hashtag
#CH9Live.
And then also, if you just want to have day-to-day discussions around what's going on in TechEd, and like I did not follow at one point to find out where the party was, is #MSTechEd is the place to go.
That's it for this episode of the TechEd North America Countdown Show. I will see you next week.
You got it.
Cheers. Thanks, everyone.